Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for calling the Victim Connect Resource Center. Please wait while you are connected to an available victim assistance specialist. Gracias por llamar a Victim Connect Resource Center. Por favor, hablamos con un especialista.
For English, press 1.
Hello? Hello? What the hell is going on?
Hello?
Yes, hi, Tamara?
Yes.
I was having difficulty setting it up. I believe we are live. I'm just going to double-check it again. Let me just introduce ourselves. My name is Mary Mims, and I am your host, Out of the Darkness We Rise. And I have a special guest on the line with me this evening. And she's a very strong woman of justice. I'm sure many of you already know her because she's a huge advocate for victims of violent crimes. And she's put a lot of hard work and labor of love into what she does to educate our people. And it's such a privilege to have her on the line with me tonight. So please allow me to introduce Miss Tamara Mark Biz Williams. Tamara, would you like to say hello? And while you're speaking, can you just speak? I'm going to go and check and make sure that it's live, okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you for having me on your show, Mary. It's truly a blessing.
Okay. Do you want to tell them what the topic is for tonight while I check the network?
Yes, no doubt, no doubt.
Okay.
The topic that we're going to be talking about today is we no longer have the right to remain silent. I'm going to say that one more time. We no longer have the right to remain silent. That street code of silence that everybody's talking about, we no longer have the right to remain silent. It's our duty to speak up. It's our duty to get these killers off the street. It's your duty, if you know something, say something. So it's no longer sitting back. We no longer have the right to remain silent. We have too many young people that are getting murdered on a daily basis, and yet people still continue to want to stick to that street code of silence. But we're changing the game, and the game is being changed, and we're going to be getting a lot of these killers off the street. But it starts with you and the community. We need to break that street code of silence. Chicago is already up to over 1,000 homicides for the year ending 2016. That's very disgraceful. You know, those are somebody's kids. You know, that was some, you know, we're losing too many lives and people are just getting accustomed to hearing about, you know, another black male being killed. We're the only race that's out here killing each other on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So we definitely have to step up to the plate. You know, one life lost, everybody should be outraged every time there's a murder in your community of a black person, period. Am I my brother's keeper?
Absolutely.
Yes, I am.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree with you, Tamara. And, you know, I'm also, my family is victims of violent crimes as well. You know, I have a nephew that was murdered 3 years ago. And his case has never been resolved. And that's cost us a lot of pain and suffering, not being able to get justice for our loved one. And
exactly.
It's people that are also in pain because they cannot get justice. But just like you and I were speaking about earlier, You know, just within the last 15, 20 years, they started this thing about snitching. You know, snitches get stitches. You know, but we have to break those barriers. We have to be able to establish trust and respect with the people in our neighborhood so that we can and break that code of the no snitching rules.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And basically, my sister Mary, they have the game all twisted because no snitching, they don't even really know what snitching means. And I'm going to break it down for you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
What the real code of snitching is, just say if me and Mary went to Macy's and we start boosting, we start stealing some merchandise, right? And they catch me, but they don't catch Mary. So I'm not going to take the rap. So I'm going to start snitching on Mary, too. If I'm going to go down, she's going to go down, too, because we both, she got stuff in her bag and I got stuff in my bag, right?
That's right.
That's snitching so you can get out of court, or you know, but when you know about murder, that's
right.
A big difference. That's not snitching.
Absolutely. You
that's
know.
Just fear. That's just fear that the thugs and these drug dealers want to put into you. It's fear.
Absolutely.
Do not have any fear.
That's right. And, you know, like back in the days, we would look out for one another. So when you mention about being my sisters and brothers keeper, that's how we protect our sisters and brothers. We can't stand by and allow something to happen to our sisters and brothers and have information and knowledge about it and not report it. There's reasons for us to report a crime. Like you said, we no longer have that right to remain silent anymore while our sisters and brothers are being slaughtered in the street. You know, we may be worried about saying something or telling someone about what happened, but there's good reasons for us to report crimes. Because by reporting crimes, we increase our own personal safety. Because if that happened to my sister or my brother, I'm scared and I'm worried that that could happen to me too. You know, if I walk out in the street and I bump into someone, I step on somebody's feet, I cut them off in traffic, and, you know, God knows what might happen. And I end up a victim of a violent crime, you know?
Exactly.
So that's,
exactly.
That's exactly one of the reasons why we have to report these things, because it protects us as well. It helps us. And the second reason why it's important to report crimes, because it helps the police and give them a chance to charge the person that has done wrong for what they have done. So when we, when the person is charged for the crime that they committed, that may bring a little closure and a little comfort to the family. But as long as we don't open our mouth and say nothing, we're going to sit in pain and we're going to suffer behind it. And the thing is, it doesn't matter what happened or when it happened. A crime, all crimes, you know, violence are serious crimes. And when we report the crime to the police, oftentimes they may ask us, you know, what happened. And if we don't know what happened, they may have to pull in other witness. But the thing is that they have to get someone for the prosecution to be able to go into the courthouse and identify the person. Because if they can't identify, they don't have any evidence that this person did it, there's no way they can charge them for the crime. So it's our responsibility to help bring these people to trial by our testimonies.
Exactly. And another thing, Mary, you know, on that topic about telling who's doing all these killings, a lot of people have that notion twisted too. Okay, let me just shed some light on a couple things.
Mm-hmm, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Whenever you call Crime Stoppers, okay?
Yeah.
Just like in my brother's case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If 10 people call Crime Stoppers or the detectives and say, hey, you know what? I heard that this guy named Black was involved in business murder. And then next week they get another call. Hey, you know what? I heard that this guy named Black that lives up on Brushton Avenue was involved in business murder. And then another person keep on saying, hey, I heard Black. So Crime Stoppers may have 10 names, 10 tips with the name Black.
Mm.
Now, when you call Crime Stoppers, they don't need your name.
Right.
They don't need your phone number. They don't need to know who you are.
Absolutely.
They give,
that's right.
They give you a case ID number.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you can call them every day whenever you feel like it. And if that case leads to an arrest based on the information you gave them, then you're going to get paid. And guess what? When they're not going to bring you to court because they didn't already had 10 people call Crime Stoppers dropping that name. So that's another notion that people are ignorant to. Everybody doesn't have to go to court. 99% of the time, they know who's out here doing the killing, but they need more people to call in. They just can't tell their boss, hey, I got to go pick up Diamond. Why do you got to go pick up Diamond? Well, you know, her brother said that you might want to check her out. No, we need some more information, just like my brother's case. If I give him a name, he needs a couple more people to give him that name before he can go, you know, pick him up and bring him down to the station.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, another thing, we need to also stop pointing the finger at the white, you know, the white officers. Yes, that's real bad about the killing of the officers, but we need to hold our own selves accountable as well. When it comes to black-on-black crimes, because a lot of this is like black-on-black crimes, the notion mm-hmm. cultures, a lot of times, like you said, that applies to, like, some of them, you know, I don't know exactly how to say it, but when it comes to no snitching, a lot of times that's like with drug deals and stuff. What I'm trying to say now,
right.
No crime is acceptable, but there are some innocent black people with promising futures that are just pointless victims that are walking down the street, you know what I mean? And
exactly. They
get involved in this too. So we have to start looking at ourselves and working within our own communities to see what we can do to bring each other together and stop the killing of black people, because black lives does matter. We're killing ourselves.
Exactly. And we're the only race out here that's saying, you know, black lives matter, but we're killing each other.
We don't act like it matters.
Every life matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're the only race out here on a daily basis talking about black lives matter, but we're killing black people on a daily basis.
There you go. Absolutely.
They're killing babies. They're killing women. They shot Andrea Marie Garland out of Detroit.
Mm.
They shot her with an AK-47. Woo. You know, they shot a 2-year-old baby Major out of Cleveland, Ohio, drive-by shooting. You know what I'm saying? They shot 2 women in broad daylight.
Jesus.
That have kids, you know, and guess what? Nobody saw anything. Come on now. Come on now. Y'all got to do better than this. Somebody is seeing what's going on. Somebody knows who's doing these homicides, but yet people continue to remain silent, and that's a disgrace. You know, people
absolutely.
Hear gunshots, and they go back in their house, and they sit down. You know, these mothers are too busy tearing up with their kids, and it's very disheartening. You know, they're tearing up. They definitely hear gunshots. They'll look out the window. Oh, they'll see what happens. They'll go sit back on their couch, play their PlayStation, drink their weed, you know, and get on the phone, call their boy or their girl, and then they'll say, hey, guess what? I just saw Tracy's son shot this guy on the corner of 9th Street.
Okay.
And then they start, but I'm not going to get involved. You know
right.
what I'm saying? That's not my business,
mm-hmm.
you know? But it should be your business when you can call 911. But let somebody break into your car, you know, or steal your purse, then you're going to call the police. But, you know, I have a problem, Mary, is that whenever police kills a brother,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can get the whole city out here protesting, outraged. You know, they go from city to city. They just burnt North Carolina down a few months ago. But a baby gets killed. We can't even get 5 people to come out to a vigil. Young man just got killed last night. Nobody comes out to protest for that. So where is the outrage coming from? That's why the mayor doesn't get involved. half of the people didn't come out and vote. That's another subject that I'm not going to talk about, but they should have voted. They do not call for police presence in their neighborhood, which they definitely should. That's a right. You do have the right to have the police come to your neighborhood.
That's right.
If they called the police on all these thugs that are out here on the street wreaking havoc every night, and then when they do go get them and they run their driver's license, more than likely they're going to have a warrant and then they're going to be going to jail. But they don't even do that. But I bet they could look outside and tell you where the weed man is.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. You know, we have to do better. We have to do better because, you see, where there is no vision, the people perish. And oftentimes when there is no vision, we often return to what's familiar. You know, whether that be lying, robbing, stealing, killing, and cheating. So we need to create more programs as well to give people hope for a better future. You know, it's not going to just end by us protesting or trying to – that's not the solution, in other words. You know,
mm-hmm.
It helps to hold people accountable for what they're doing, but we also need other solutions. We need
exactly.
to give people hope. We need to give them vision for a brighter future. And then maybe
yes.
we can start working with some of the anger, because this guns and violence, it's just underlying causes of issues and situations that people have in their life, and they don't know how to deal with it, you know?
Right.
Could it be
problems? It is issues. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know, everybody has a mouth. My brother used to tell me a closed mouth doesn't get fed. How come they're not opening their mouths?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you guys that are listening.
Yes.
How come you're not opening your mouth? How come you're not asking just like what Mary said? How come you're not saying we need rec centers?
Yes.
You will not get our vote until you put some rec centers up in here for these kids to do. How come we can't have police presence, you know, around the clock at night,
mm-hmm.
so we can be safe at night? But again, it starts with the community, Mary. So if the moms are too busy turning up
mm-hmm.
and they don't have time to call, how is anything going to get done?
I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are great points that you just brought up.
You know, because the mothers are these young generation mothers. I see them on my timeline. You know, they're turning up every weekend, you know, show popping bottles. You know, you never see them with their children. Half of them don't even know where their kids are. And I have a message to the mothers. Mothers, you know you're getting your sons killed.
Yeah.
You know your son is out there on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know your son is out there selling drugs.
That's right.
You know your son is coming home with money that he did not work for. You know your son can't afford that.
Oh, that's right.
You know your son can't afford that $800
mm-hmm.
cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
But again, she turns a blind eye. What is your son doing just chilling, hanging around the house? He's 16, 17, 15 years old. He needs to be in school. But yet, he got a little bit of money in his pocket.
Yeah.
Give it to his mom.
Absolutely.
He can get her hair and her nails done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can look outside right now, any hood you're at, and you'll see some brothers on the corner.
Exactly. But you see, the thing is, those are some of the chains that we need to start trying to find solutions for breaking. Because, you know, my parents used to say, an apple don't fall far from the tree. It may roll, but it never goes too far from the tree. So if daddy was in and out of South Bay, in and out of Denham House of Corrections, what you think the baby going to do? They're
exactly.
going to do the same thing. If mama was a hoe, you know, the baby's going to be a hoe. You know, those are generational curses that follow us around as well, and we have to stop that and we stop producing and trying to do better instead of them seeing us sitting around turning up, like you said, or standing on a corner selling drugs and all that kind of stuff. We have to change our behavior.
Exactly.
We also have to change our behavior and be an example for our children.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's truly sad, you know, it starts with the parents, and the parents are dropping the ball. I mean, I see 12, 13-year-old kids out by themselves, you know. Where's the parents at?
Absolutely.
You know, they're raising themselves, and then, you know, whenever their kid gets killed, they're on the news.
Mm-hmm.
They ask them, well, where was you didn't see your son last night? Oh, no, I haven't seen my son in about 3 days.
And Tamar, I'm sorry, I have one more question for you because we have about 5 minutes left. And I remember you mentioned something about an award.
Oh, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. I have a $30,000 cash reward. I'm going to repeat that. I have a $30,000 cash reward for any information on who murdered my brother, Mark Biz Williams. And the money's not coming from the police. It's coming out of my pocket. And if anybody knows anything, please call me. You can contact me. My cell phone number is 214-395-4876. Again, that's 214-395-4876. Or you can hit me up on Facebook under Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Mark, M-A-R-K, Biz, B-I-Z-Z, Williams. And, hey, let's get paid.
Amen.
Get
that's these, right.
Get,
and I also
get these
have,
killers off the street.
Absolutely. And I want to just give you all two more numbers. The first number that I have here is for victims to call in the crime hotline. So if you have any information, I just want to reinforce what Tamara said. You can call 1-800-819-817, and you can speak with someone regarding reporting the crime. I don't have a lot of information on it, but as Tamara said, they will give you an ID number, so I guess you don't even have to use your actual government name.
No, they're not even going to ask you your name. They're just going to pick up the phone and, hello, and you say, I have information about a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you got? You give them the name, they give you an ID number, and they say, just keep calling back.
Okay, so again, that number is 1-800-819. Doesn't look like enough numbers. 1-800-819-817. That doesn't look right. Okay. I have another number here for the victims of crimes. That number is 1-855-484-2846, and that number is also for victims. So there's a lot of people that are scared to report crimes against their own self for fear of someone retaliating against them.
Exactly, and you have to break that fear. If you can call in the privacy of your home using your cell phone, who's going to know that you called?
That's right.
Stop living in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Take back your community. Mm-hmm. Take back your life and stop letting these young kids die. These kids between the ages of 13 and 31, they're going to be non-existent. They're wiping out a whole race.
Absolutely. So we have about 2 minutes left, and I just want to, you know, let you know that I really appreciate your time being on the line with me tonight and talking about this serious topic that we're talking about. And I have two scriptures that I just want to leave the people with tonight. And the first one is in Galatians, the book of the Bible, chapter 6, and it's verse 2. And that states to bear one another burdens to fulfill the love of Christ. So when it says that, that's telling us that we are to be our sisters and brothers' keeper. We are to bear one another burdens. What hurts my sister hurts me. So, you know, we have to try to uphold that law and bear one another's burdens and look out for our community, look out for our family members and all our neighbors and whoever is around us. Although we can't protect everyone because we can't be in all places all time, but, you know, when we know something, we can call in and give that information. And the last one here is in Romans 12, verse 17. It says, repay no evil for evil, but give thought and do what is honorable in the sight of all. Live with peace and love all. Never take revenge on yourself because the Lord says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So I just want to leave those scriptures with you all tonight. Thank you all so much. Tamara has given you her email or her Facebook account and phone numbers. If you have any other further questions, please feel free to give her a call or myself. I'm also on Facebook. Again, I am Mary Mims with Out of the Darkness We Rise. And tomorrow, you want to close us out? We have about 10, 15 seconds.
Yes, again, thank you, Mary, for having me on. This is a beautiful woman of God. And, again, we all have to get back to being our sister's keeper.
Amen.
If my brother murdered today, maybe your brother murdered tomorrow. So
that's
have
right.
Some compassion and start speaking up, and let's break that street code of silence. It's much love to all y'all, and it's justice for biz all day.
Okay, thank you so much. I think it's going okay tomorrow, so I'm going to get off the phone just to make sure that it went live. I hope that this message did get out to the people and everyone is able to hear it clearly. But you can click on the link that I sent to you on Facebook.
Okay.
And hopefully it won't be dead air. I'm praying to God that it went through properly because it was a little technical difficulties in the beginning. But I will call you once I listen to it as well, okay?
Okay, that's
great. I love you.
Great.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Much love to you, Mary.
Okay, have a good night. Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.